K-Rock 955, thanks to Goddings, Kubota's Platinum Excavator Dealer. This is The Wash-Up, Tom King in the host chair. Time to talk all things Bellarine football. And yesterday, of course, Queenscliff over the top of Torquay, 15-13-103 to 10-11-71. The second time the Cougars have beaten the reigning Premier in 2018. Their coach, Steve Clark, good enough to join us. Otis, thanks for your time. Congratulations on the win. Fair to say that to knock over the reigning Premier twice, a good feather in the cap, and now got a bit of a foundation to build going into the second half of the year.
Yeah, mate. Yeah, they were really good yesterday and responded quite well from the week before, and we just seem to be getting better and better as they get their grasp around how we want to go about and how we want to play. So they were good yesterday.
About getting stability about your list as well. You've had some injury and unavailability issues, and they still continue, but you're starting to get something that resembles a pretty strong side.
Yeah, and I think the main thing as we start to see it is over pre-season, I didn't understand where everyone played, so I needed a good look. So a lot of your structure and things don't come onto a little bit later until you understand where blokes are best suited. So I think we're through that first phase now where we've had a good look at the list and the guys understand how we want to go about it. Now it's basically just getting some consistency into that. And the beauty of having the injuries early, not that it's a beauty, but the upside of having the injuries early is that your list, a greater part of your list gets to experience and know how we want to play now. So that helps us as we go moving forward.
Third game back for Daniel Dewar after a serious knee injury, kicked three goals in probably his best performance since coming back. How are you using him? Are you using him as a stay-at-home forward, or are you trying to use him up the ground as they were doing early last year, Hodgie and John O'Casey?
Yeah, we do a bit of both. Like, we just give him a bit of a free roam, him and Cam Hapgood and Braden Warren again. So just rotating and swapping from deep to high as they see it. And Frenchie's getting more and more confident now as he goes. So he done a bit of both yesterday and had a bit of impact in both areas of the ground.
Just when you think Tom Lim might be just, you know, off into the twilight of his career and going quietly, pulls out a best on ground performance.
Mate, he was enormous yesterday, and he has been all year. You know, he had a few injuries early with his back, and playing in some different positions and again, maybe just getting used to the list and probably throwing him around a little bit. But, yeah, he played through the midfield yesterday, and not just with his hands on his footy, but his work when we didn't have the footy around. Stoppage and contest was terrific.
Yep. You're a game clear inside the five, and that's where you want to stay. But a massive one next week against Anglesey will give you a really, really good gauge of where you're at.
Yeah, I think so, mate. With Amos, we had Ocean Grove, then Amos, then Torquay yesterday, and Anglesey, then Bowen Head. So it's been a big fight through this part. And, you know, you can look at it one way and hope that the teams above us keep beating the teams that are just below us to open up a gap. But if that happens, then not only do the, you know, you can be, you can hope that you're going to make the finals, or you can open it up and aim for a bit higher too. So I think we've just got to make sure that we keep doing the right thing. And again, as you said, next week will be a big one for us back down the highway again.
Yeah, absolutely. Looking forward to that one next week at Alcoa Oval. Otis, great to catch up with you. No doubt your old mob Leopold playing Sunday next week. You'll be poking your head out there to have a look at the Pride Cup game against Newtown and Chilwell.
It would have been great. I'm actually in Leopold this morning. My young fella played there, so it was good to catch up with a couple of boys I haven't seen for a while. But we've got our big long lunch on next Sunday, so I won't get out to see that, unfortunately.
The long lunch, I hear that's a sellout, so that should be a ripping afternoon next Sunday down. I'm guessing at the Monaghan Centre.
Yeah, it's at the Monaghan Centre, mate. It's a great day, so it's been going for quite a while now, and looking forward to it.
All right, well, hopefully 4 points in the bank on Saturday as well. All right, it's great to catch up with you. Well done on the win yesterday.
Thanks, mate. Appreciate it.